Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. I want to thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. And I want you to begin to know that great things are in store for thee. For the Lord says you're going to begin to find that by the end of the month, you're going to be in the right place and in the right season. For I heard the Spirit of the Lord says that I'm about to recharge your batteries and I'm about to cause you to come into a season of new beginnings and a fresh start. And you will begin to see the move of the Spirit. For the Lord says, prepare. Because some powerful doors are about to open up for thee that is going to bless the works of your hands. For the Lord says, you will see that favor will visit thee and that my blessings shall begin to embrace thee. For the spirit of favor shall come upon thee, the spirit of new opportunities, and I will crown thee, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For the Lord says, prepare, because I make thee a winner, and you're going to find that you're going to land some kind of a starring role, which means that I'm going to place you in a position of influence. And I will touch thee, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For I heard the Lord say that I'm about to sweeten the pot for thee. And you're going to begin to see that big surprises are coming your way. And you will know and see that my hand is upon thee for good things, saith the Lord of hosts. Oh, prepare, because God says things are coming to a closure. Because you're stepping into a brand new chapter and a brand new season of your life. And you're going to sense and you're going to know that this is a time of a closure. You're going to sense and know because God says talks about career and money is about to come forth, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And you will step into a season of honors, awards, and achievement, and even new opportunities. For something prestigious is about to open up for thee. For the Lord says the struggles have come to a closure, and now you're stepping into a season of new beginnings. For there's a shift that is happening. There's a shift that is happening. The Lord says, keep thine ears open and keep thine eyes stayed upon me. Because it seems like some groundbreaking news is about to come forth for thee. Prepare, for this is a season of new beginnings. I want you to circle the month of December. For I see a pot of gold around thee. And yet, despite the obstacles that you face in this year, the Lord says that the heavens have not forgotten thee. Now the pieces are falling into right place. The pieces are coming together. God says, hang on to your dream for better work and better opportunities, for they are about to show up for the better health and better strength. For God says, circle from the 17th of December to the 25th of December, because God says these are going to be some influential days for thee, influential days for thee, for change shall be happening in your life. Oh, even for the entire year of 2015.
And I further hear Father God saying this is the season of favor concerning work. Father God says this is the season where you're going to begin to move in a new efficient manner. For I hear Father God saying if better is available, you're not going to settle for less. I do hear Father God saying this is the season to study, to show yourself approved in the area of work, family, employment. And I also hear Father God saying this is the season to make sure you keep your medical appointments. For Father God says this is the season of the new dietary habit. Father God says make sure you take time to eat properly in this season. Drink enough water and get enough rest. But Father God is doing something in your body in this season. Father God says increase vitality and new strength. I do hear Father God saying this is the season where you're going to begin to eliminate anything that's stressful in your life. I do hear Father God saying, take time to show yourself friendly. For Father God says many positive new relationships and partnerships. And I hear Father God saying positive new relationships concerning business as well as leisure. Now, Father God says begin to clear out the clutter. Father God says make sure you clear your home and your environment of clutter. For Father God says not only physical clutter, yet mental and emotional clutter, which is going to give you the opportunity to clear any psychological clutter as well. I also hear Father God saying new communicational skills in this season. For Father God says you're going to communicate at a higher level, and Father God says pay attention to what you're saying. Father God says it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And Father God says in this season, be mindful of any sudden changes or any sudden uncontrolled outbursts in your communication. Because Father God says, agree to disagree in this season. Father God says, don't be quick to anger in this season. Take time to think before you speak. And I even hear Father God saying, There will be a season where you choose to be silent. Father God says this will work well because Father God says even in your silence, you're going to hear volumes in the communication. I also hear Father God saying this is the season to begin to take the opportunity to take up a new regimen of exercise. For Father God says this will help you alleviate any excess pressure. I also hear Father God saying be mindful not to get into anyone else's quarrels or others' problems in this season. Father God says keep a positive frame of mind in this season. Be mindful not to be critical. Father God says if criticism is involved, make sure it's positive criticism. And I also hear Father God saying this is the season where you're going to begin to receive some recognition, some past due recognition. So Father God says take time to move forward in faith and not fear. And I also hear Father God saying toward the end of the month, make sure you take some time for rest and relaxation. I hear Father God saying retreat, rest, review. And Father God says you're going to begin to come back into yourself in a new way. You've been under a lot of pressure in this season. You know, I hear Father God saying he'll get the praise and the worship in this season. And I hear Father God saying concerning your environment of work. I hear Father God saying you're coming before influential authorities in this season and show yourself friendly. And that is the word of the Lord.
And before the prophetic thing comes forth, just know that the Spirit of the Lord is moving upon thee in this season. And you're going to know that the hand of the Lord is upon thee for good things. For the Lord says, get thyself ready because your life is in store for a great boost. And it's going to continue. The good news is going to continue even for the balance of this year. For the Lord says things are going to change for the better. For the Lord says you're in a season of a step up. You're in a season of an upgrade. You're in a season of prestige and responsibility. For the Lord says there's a shift that is happening for thee. For the Lord says stay patient, for know that I am with thee, and I am covering thee, and I am guiding thee. For the Lord says get thyself ready. Okay, the 22nd of this month, the Lord says circle that date, circle that date. For it's going to indicate that you're moving into a season of favor as well as new opportunities. You're going to see this happening in October, November, and even in December. For the Lord says your creativity is getting ready to shift. For the Lord says I bring you into a season of happiness, and the Lord says you're going to take off like a rocket. Now prepare for the word of the Lord from the team of prophets. And I'll be right back.
God bless you, Sister Kathy. God says, although the struggle's been long and hard, that there's going to be relief. Relief is coming. Help is coming. God says, do not despair. Angry, but sin not. God says to practice patience and forgiveness. God said there's going to be a new lightness in your being. Because right now you're really weighed down. You're heavy. Depression is seeking all around you. God says to continue to fast in prayer, and this too shall pass. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Kathy. I saw a nurse. I don't know if you're in the medical field, but I see ministry and healing. Healing and ministry. I see the healing angels coming to minister to you. But I also see ministry as far as you ministering to the family or the people that God has around you that you are called to minister to. God is saying, minister to my people. Minister to my people. I see you willing and prevailing in prayer on behalf of the people that God has placed in your heart and in you, even in your spirit. God says healing ministry, healing ministry. I don't know what this is about with a nurse, but I see something going on with the medical. And God is going to test that, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Kathy. I hear the word of the Lord saying, speak and be heard in this season. For Father God says this is the season to speak up. Father God says it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And Father God says this is the season where you're going to speak and you're going to be heard. Father God says growth demands change. Father God says be open to the new changes. I do hear Father God saying let it be in this season. Father God says let it be Let it be, let it be. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, God bless you, Sister Kathy. Thank you once again for the miracle seed, and I pray that you are blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. And I just want you to know, woman of God, that some unusual things are opening up for you, for the Lord says you're rising up to the top, and you're going to really begin to see the hand of favor moving in your life in an unusual way. Prepare, because God said, I'll cause a fresh wind to blow even in that household, and you're going to begin to see a shifting in some things. Prepare, for the Lord says, change, change, change is about to visit thee, but it is going to bless thee. For you're in a season of growth, you're in a season of a harvest, you're in a season of transformation. For the Lord says, things are moving in your favor, and you're going to begin to see it. God is also doing something surrounding children. I'm also seeing some kind of an ending or closure or separation of something. Could be from you and someone, but be at peace, be at peace. But I can tell you, woman of God, that you're going to see financial favor in this season and even in this hour. And that is the word of the Lord. Quickly, the Lord says, don't be trusting with someone at work. I don't know if this is a female individual. See, like someone is like almost out to get you or trying to come up against you. The Lord says, be at peace. For what they meant for evil, God said, he'll turn it to good, and you'll rise to the top. Because I see promotion and bonuses. And that is the word of the Lord. God bless you, Sister Kathy.